And you're very welcome to the latest edition of Hurling Chat. We're still only in April, but the championship is up and running. Delighted to be joined by Niall Canavan and Cyril Donnan. And I suppose, Cyril, first of all, Galway getting the championship up and running. Expected win. Kind of a hair game to get kudos out of. But you were expected to win it. If you didn't win it well, people were saying you should have won it better. If you won it well, well, what would we expect? So, job done, effectively, isn't it?
Job done. It's a very hard game to prepare yourself for as a player and to get ready. I suppose it's the start of the championship, so there should be a bit of excitement about that, and the weather at the weekend showed that. But at the same time, it's first day out, and you're playing a team from a division lower, and it's very hard to get up for it. And, if you won the game by 20 or 25 points, like we're looking at even Kilkenny beating Antrim and scoring, what did it score?
5.30.
Like, would you be happy if Galway scored 5.30 and left Pier Stadium last Sunday evening? No, everyone you spoke to going out the gate would be saying, sure, the opposition or whatever else. Yeah. And then if you're not doing that, they're saying, oh, jeez, what are they at if they can only beat Carlow by a certain amount of scores? So it's a game you just need to get over. Try and minimise if that you have injuries, that you might have a few work-ons, and that you have all a full reservoir or a full energy tank for the following week, which is coming down the tracks in regards to Kilkenny. And I suppose we'll have a good indication on Sunday evening whether Kilkenny were the right put out a very strongest team to get into the championship mode and get into big winning ways with big winning margins, or should you took the conservative approach that Galway possibly took in Pier Stadium.
Did the selection surprise you when you saw it?
I wouldn't say surprise me. I would say opportunities for lads that to get more game time within the Leinster Championship later on in the year. So there was a number of lads on that wouldn't have been on, let's say, the championship team last year. So see, could they do something for later on in the championship?
And was it also a 3-match plan almost that you were looking?
Next
2 weeks.
I just think it was individual opportunities rather than a 3-match plan. Individual opportunities to players, whether they were going to take that or not. But do I think that's the strongest Galway team that went out on paper last Sunday? No, I don't. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I maybe slightly different, Cyril. I think I could have been thinking of the 2 weeks ahead, in the sense that that's a 6-day turnaround with Kilkenny and Wexford. They're huge games. Kilkenny went strong last Sunday, we go strong again this Sunday, and then they play Carlow the following week, so can maybe they ease off a small bit depending on the result against Galway. But in fairness, there was opportunities for players, and John Cooney played, Donal O'Shea played,
there were the two debutants,
debutants on the team. So you know, to get championship minutes into players is extremely important, and they got championship minutes. We saw the more experienced players coming on. Then Darren Morrissey came on, I think David Burke came on, Conor Whelan obviously came on, made a big difference at full forward. There was a buzz there when he came into the team. And Evan Nyland came on. I'm trying to think of the fifth sub who came on.
Joseph Cooney
as well. So there was plenty of experience that came on there. Gavin Lee got 1-2 the last day as well. Good to see him get a goal in the championship, and it'll breed confidence in players when you're getting scores, and he got one super point in the second half. I think a Derek Fahey puck out came to him, he controlled it and got away from three or four Carlow guys and put it between the posts. But if you look at last Sunday, Carlow came well into the game in the second half. Galway seemed to be always in control and pulling away. Carlow hit the crossbar, then all of a sudden they got a goal. There was only 4 points in it, but Galway easily pulled away again after that, Sean. I think they got 1-6 or 1-7 in a row after
unanswered,
that,
unanswered
after being put under a small bit of pressure, which shows that maybe they took their eye off the ball slightly. But next Sunday, Kilkenny come into town. They got a few injuries the last day. They went strong, as we know. If the guys aren't able to play the next day, Owen Cody, Adrian Mullen, Owen Murphy, they'd be serious omissions from the Kilkenny team, but I'm sure most of them will be ready to go. But it's going to be a fascinating game on Sunday. It's going to be a huge game. I think from a Galway perspective, it'd be nice to get points from it, because you go down to Wexford then the following week, you're under a bit of pressure. And hopefully, you know, Galway can take the points against Kilkenny. We've been very good in the group games, obviously, against Kilkenny over the last number of years, having lost.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, at Leinster final, we've lost 3 out of the last 4. But in the group games, in Pier Stadium and in Nolan Park, we've done well against them, and hopefully that'll continue on Sunday.
I think, in fairness as well, we should say, I think there was some niggles around that squad. I mean, say, for instance, Conor Whelan came in with an injury. He was started on the bench, but I think the illness for both a man who was picked, actually, was Keenan Fahey. Brian Concannon, we know, had a bit of an illness as well. So there was probably a mix and match there as well, sir, in that selection too, that you know, you probably, you were forced to do certain things as well. Like.
Yeah, and I'd say anyone that wasn't at 100% just wasn't used. Where if you have a, coming into this weekend, you want...
But you're picking the team tonight, you're looking differently, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I think this is going to be a huge test. I think this Kilkenny team of this year is stronger than other years. I know they picked up a few injuries the other day, but I think if Galway can get over this Kilkenny side early in the year, I think it's a big statement on where they are and where they want to go. I think there's a lot of quality in that Kilkenny team, and they've struck a good balance. Even in the league, you could sense that they're gelling into a top quality side. I know they've lost two All-Irelands in a row, but it's unusual you see a team lose two All-Irelands in a row and stay improving.
Yeah, that is, and I suppose that maybe is the barrier or the barometer that Limerick ahead of them have brought to everyone. Are we likely to see, we say, it was interesting the way the team was picked. They still went with, say, Fintan Burke at 3, Dahi Burke at 7. Are we likely to see that continuing, those type of things? Donal O'Shea, we say, went to midfield, Tom Annan at 11. Or is it a kind of a new canvas for this weekend?
What do you think now? You disagreed with me the last time I said so.
That's what I think. I don't know, it's sure. In fairness, like, this is a different kettle of fish entirely. Yeah. Fintan Burke has played most of the league at fullback. Dahi has played at wingback. So it would be a major thing to go back and reverse that again now for the championship. And Dahi obviously played it in the half-back line at centre-half-back last year. Adrian Toohey did quite well at wingback. Do you bring in Keenan Fahey again, who had a very good league campaign if he's back? Like, Cathal Mannion was very good inside. If you could afford to keep him in there, like, he'd be a huge presence, along with the likes of Conor Cooney as well, who played extremely well, 110. But Conor Whelan coming in will probably be at full forward, you would think, if you could afford.
Could you see Mannion and Whelan inside?
Possibly, yeah. And I like, Declan McLaughlin is young and he's quick. It'd be nice maybe to have the like of the pace inside of him as well. Yeah. I know he got a point, was it the last day, in his first, well, his second championship start. But it'll be interesting to see. I think I'd like to see Cathal Mannion inside with Conor Whelan, just to see how it goes, because we were used to him last year playing in a more deep-lying role in midfield around the half-back line, particularly against, was it Tip, he played sort of that plus one, as they call it, in the defence.
And he's good enough to play anywhere, that led, though, isn't
he? He's exceptionally good to play anywhere, but wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have him inside, and the presence that he'd bring in there and the dimension that he'd bring with his hurling ability.
Yeah, I'd be thinking Mannion and Whelan inside, Conor Cooney back out to the half-forward line. And I'd say there'll be reshuffling from 8 or 9 back, and that'll be based on matchups.
That's what I was going to say, a match.
That'll be based up on his own Cody fit, that's the big one.
He has bothered us in previous games, yeah.
Who would be the one to pick him up? And also, this new player that they have that got the 2 goals the last day, Owen.
Yeah.
He's frightening pace, so who's going to pick him up? Like, I wouldn't be matching him to certain players. Jack Grealish could be a man for him now in regards to pace, but he has frightening pace. He's probably the quickest hurler I've seen on television so far this year, and he'll cause a big threat in Pearse Stadium.
And I suppose we look at those things, because, I mean, if you look at, say, the forward line, you have John Donnelly, Adrian Mullen, Tom Phelan, who's there to do a specific job. It was interesting to see him back last Sunday for Kilkenny. Martin Keoghan came off the bench again in the league final. He hit 3 or 4. He hit 3 last Sunday. TJ, of course, what do you do with him? So could that defensive, aside from Owen Cody, could we be looking at horses for courses maybe?
Yeah, and I think TJ played a lot of the game last Sunday in the edge of the square in the full forward. I think Fintan Burke could end up in full back if that happens. He'd be happy enough in there. Keoghan is a funny enough dynamic. He's very direct and he's fit and he's strong and he's powerful, and the score's coming off him, so need to be wary of that. Donnelly picks up loose ball around the middle, good stick man, not the quickest, but very good in the air and very good with his use of the ball. Feeling gives you the aerial jewel, and Mullen's just an all-rounder. He can hurl, he can go to the physicality stakes if he wants, and he's a fine hurler, touch one side at times, but can cause a huge threat and can score from 80, 90, 100 yards.
We say Owen Murphy, the goalie, obviously, Adrian Mullen, Owen Cody, if they are injured, I mean, obviously, we don't know and we won't hear. like, will there be an element of, for Derek Ling, obviously he wants them, but like, will he also be saying, look, if there is a doubt about them, or do I risk them here? Like, is it, like, this is still a 5-game championship, like, in the initial stages.
If you're asking me, do you think Kilkenny will go half-hearted into something?
No, and I know they won't. Yeah.
Well, they won't. No, they're fit and able to play, they won't hold cards. Yeah. Did you ever see a Kilkenny team that didn't?
And that's what you always get from
bring them. Everton. Them. So I think you're seeing the strongest, fittest available Kilkenny team. You're going to see that would looking to win the game in Pearce Stadium, not to draw it, not to put in a good performance. They come to win.
And I suppose the record in just the last 2 years alone, a draw last year in the group stage, the Leinster final, we won't forget with the late goal, but there was still only a point in it for Kilkenny winning. The year before that, the round two game, the handshake game, we'll call it that, between Cody and Shefflin, a 1-point win for Galway. The Leinster final of 2 years ago was probably the one with most margin, 5 points. So they seem to be evenly enough matched, don't they?
There doesn't seem to be a whole lot between them, but as I said at the start, we have been very good in the group games against them and have got points off them since this group system came in. I don't think they have beaten us in the group. But obviously in the Leinster final, they've got the better of us. But Cyril touched on the point that Kilkenny will go as the strongest team. I believe they definitely will. If only Cody and Adrian Mullen and these guys are fit to play, they'll be playing. And if they weren't to play, it'd be a completely different dynamic, I'd say. For, I know Cyril was saying about Owen Wall's pace. He came on and got 2-2. Cara Jun came on and got 1-1. Aidan Tallis came in for Owen Murphy. They'd be under a bit more pressure, I'd say, Cyril, this week than they would have been last week, and to start a championship game against Galway would be a different dynamic entirely for them. So the likes of Murphy, obviously, and Cody and Mullen would be huge losses if they didn't start. Yeah.
Probably the biggest loss is on Murphy in the goal. You know, he's top quality. Class, in pass or possessions that come back to him, top quality in regards puck out strategies, and has made unbelievable saves. I suppose the save of the century last year, or the save of the save of the year, but just the quality from Peter Duggan, from Peter Duggan's shot and how late he's seen it. So he has that in his locker as well.
And his brother Shane Murphy has made a serious contribution this year as well.
Yeah,
I think he's, was he cornerback last year? Was he wingback? He's very good in the air. Like all Kilkenny guys are, he's exceptionally good in the air. I think he's been a serious find for them this year.
So we're a long time wondering how we're fixed.
Yeah. Now
we'll know how we're fixed on the evening in regards. What has the strength of Galway this year? There'll be no hold back in that. We'll definitely know where we're at in regards in our hurling, in our physicality, in everything. So Sunday even answers everything for me.
Eamon O'Shea's influence, we've talked about it for a good bit of the year. Sunday probably we were likely to see that too. I thought there was stages, particularly in the first half against Carlo, where we went a little bit more direct, I thought, into the two-man full forward line of stages. I wonder, is that something we could see? Or are we likely to see that imprint? Or does these Galway Kilkenny games take on a whole life? Obviously, work rate is absolutely paramount for both teams coming into this game. But is this the type of day you begin to see things?
Yeah, I think so. And I suppose conditions will play as part of it. If there's a breeze in Pearce Stadium or that... I'd imagine with Eamon O'Shea, his style is move the ball as quick as possible, and good movement of space, good emptying of space, to the advantage of the Maroon player or the Galway player based on it, and how quick you can get that. And if you looked at the successful tip teams, he'd done it. It was based around that. Didn't really concentrate too much on like, I don't think I recall him them playing a sweeper or anything like that. When he was down there with Tip. So I think his influence is how smooth we are able to move the ball, what's our stick play like, what's our movement patterns to each other like, our support play, and have we got a nice bit of aggression in our play, and that we look like we're up for it.
I was said to me during the week that, you know, Galway have lost 3 out of the last 4 Leinster finals to Kilkenny, so they owe them one. But to a degree, and I think he both made the point, and I think Henry Shefflin made the point to you as well, Niall, in an interview, this is about blocks, isn't it? The first thing is to get yourself into the top 3 in Leinster. The next thing is to get to the Leinster final, and then if you get to the Leinster final, try and win that, isn't it? So this is stage 1 of the process all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, and the first 3 games, and you need, after the first 3 games, you need to put yourself in a position whereby when you get the break that you're in, when you come back, you're in with a chance. You need the 6 points up. We need at least 4, essentially, going into the last two games to give yourself a right good chance. Now, the draw between Wexford and Dublin.
Yeah, what is that dynamic?
Both
yeah.
the minute. It's a funny one in one sense. It can be a positive or a negative, depending on how we go against Wexford in a couple of weeks' time. But you have to put yourself in a position after the first three games to be in serious contention. We play Antrim in the fourth game. We should be getting the 2 points in that game. So if you're in serious contention after the first three games, get the 2 points there. You go into the Dublin game knowing exactly what you have to do, whether you're through or whether you have yeah. to win to get into the top three or get into the Leinster final. So mm-hmm. I think they're taking the first three games, but you have to put yourself yeah. in a position to be in the mix up at that stage.
Yeah, possibly a bit disappointed with Antrim, you know. Yeah. You'd have been hoping for hurling even in general that they'd take a swipe at some stage during the championship, but
still could at home, but
you know.
Even listening to the Darren Gleeson was very downbeat, I think, after yeah. the game yeah. the last day, and about their attitude and things like that essentially yeah. they gave up,
yeah.
which I think he was disappointed with. And in the league, we saw a bit of frustration out from yeah. up against Galway yeah. as well. I know they have a few guys back, but the last day against Tipperary or against Kilkenny, he stated that they kind of gave up. And I think, despite the result, you got to keep plugging away. And I think from yeah. his perspective, he'd be disappointed with that.
Right, as Sarah says, we'll know more on Sunday evening. Game 2 in the Leinster Championship. We look forward to it, certainly, live in Galway BFM in association with Supermax. Minors, disappointing round 1 game last Saturday in Nolan Park against Kilkenny. Very good Kilkenny team, it has to be said. But the beauty of at least being in the Leinster Championship now is you get another game. They're out again on Saturday in Parnell Park against Dublin. No home games, we know that. But I think the focus this week will be on trying to, you know, get that group of lads who are good hurlers, to get them back on their feet and to go again, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and you both were at the first two games. Mm. It was on the 20, and it was big contrast in the quality of Galway produced in the first week to the second week. They drew it awfully the first week. They did very well again Dublin second week, and you had kind of described it as a huge rise in performance, I suppose. And I think the minors need that again this week. Hopefully they're not too downbeat. I think the key for Kinnebrucka management now is just to get them back up, up and going, have a little look at the improvements. On paper, it was a hammering, and it's probably been a few years since we've seen a minor team
yeah.
get beaten that much. But being down there, like, mad and all it sounds, and you probably think I'm cracked for this, but the first 15 minutes,
yeah, yeah.
Galway were well in that game. Mm-hmm. They actually had plenty of possessions, plenty of attacking opportunities, and came away with very little. Like, they dropped short, they hit wides, so they dominated that.
The stats were good in terms of scoring chances created, weren't
yeah,
they?
Created a huge amount of chances, yeah. and even after half time, created yeah. a huge amount of chances. But the longer the game went on, the more they lost their way. They were trying to force the ball down the pitch, trying to force the hurling, committed over bodies, and were bet on counter-attack hurling somewhat. And I think the areas they need to look at is just if they get a bit better structurally, I'd say they need to be a small bit more aggressive at the back and the back six as a unit. And like, I've seen a lot of them now in school hurling. I've seen more of the minors than I have of possibly the 20s and yeah. seniors in yeah. the last 12 months. So I think there's fine hurlers in that. Jesus, there's brilliant hurlers in that. And
stopping the goals too. I mean, the goals knock the stuff, and particularly out of younger teams, don't they? The yeah. way the goals came, two came just before half time in a burst. It was 2-2,
yeah.
where you were, I think, 10-4 down. Not yeah. too bad, like.
Yeah. yeah.
And then two more came at the end of the game to really make it. 4-23 was harsh, like.
Yeah, and I think if they do something this weekend, I think we'll see them in the later stages of the championship. But they need to get back on the road and get 2 points against Dublin.
No, there was no doubt. No, one of the big things, I mean, the physicality difference between the two teams was frightening, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kilkenny had big men. Like, in fairness, Larry Whelan, the feeling at full back, was a huge man. He's in the race next year. Bill McDermott, as we know, saw the corner forward, number 15. Owen Cahill at centre forward was a huge man as well, from Greg Ballycannon. They had big men all over the field, but they were able to hurl as well. And but Cyril said it there, that Galway needs to probably be a bit more aggressive. The Kilkenny guys had loads of space the last day. I know David Barco and Jack Dollard and these guys got loads of space. But if you were to play them again and you would have 3 or 4 more games under your belt, your team would have a totally different structure. They could be coming in cock of the hoop after beating you 19 points previously. If you get in beside them, put them under serious pressure, the result could be completely different. But again, this week, I think for the players themselves, it's important to get a win this weekend. I think it's important to put in a performance, of which they're well capable of. You look through the players that are on that team, it's a lot of serious players on that Galway team, and I'm sure there'll be a number of positional changes, maybe a couple of personnel changes as well, because at minor level, with so many games, that the team will change,
yeah,
obviously, from game to game. And automatically, you put a guy in one position, he could be very strong there. Put another guy in another position, all of a sudden your team is getting better. And that's what the case will be with Galway, you would think. Kilkenny, on the other hand, have they reached their plateau? Like, Galway hadn't beaten Galway since 2010.
Yes, frightening start.
So this,
yeah,
was a huge game for them. And they were well up for it, and they were exceptionally
good.
They were
at home, yeah.
They were at home. They had a nice big crowd there as,
yeah,
well. And they have two, you would think they'll probably beat Dublin, they'll probably beat Wexford and be in the Leinster semi-final. And you could meet them again in the Leinster final and it could be a completely different result.
And again, the format of this competition we're talking about next Saturday, they'll also be out the following Saturday playing Wexford. So they have three games, and my understanding is that wherever they finish, they'll still be live for a knockout game. So there's three games at the minimum,
yeah,
still left. So there's plenty of time. And like the Borkland is managing, they're shrewd enough to know that. They know what the scene is. I think we were all kind of shocked at the manner of the defeat more than anything. But, like, well, the recovery process,
yeah,
can be initiated.
There's quality there. So if they just find out what they want in regards within the system and the group of players they have, get a small bit more out of them. That's definitely in them, in what I've seen in the group of players that's there. And
it's a difficult system, certainly, in the sense that we were coming into the match the last day, Sean, now, and the Kilkenny lads were coming out of their cars with their parents, like.
Yeah.
Galway were coming down on the bus, having been, yeah, to stop for something to eat.
Yeah.
The Kilkenny guys were just turning up. Galway had to leave whatever time in the morning.
Yeah.
The same thing the next day to Dublin, and then they have to go to
Wexford, yeah,
for a game at 1:30 or something, yeah, that'll be leaving at 7:00.
Yeah, we've hit the home game, yeah, scenario, yeah,
so
often enough, but it is. That's it painted in graphically.
That's since the fact that they'd have to travel all the time. There's a certain, it takes a good bit out of,
yeah,
you, I'm sure, as,
yeah,
you understand.
They're
it.
On the road 3 weeks in a row. That's definitely not difficult. Now, the good thing about it is the Wexford game, there should be a good Galway following down there.
Yeah.
And as we've highlighted already, like, there's not a huge amount of people going to minor and under 20 games outside of parents, especially because they're away and so much travel involved.
Look, I would say there's obviously a lot of work being done by other counties as well in terms of SNC, and we touched on that during the game. That's for another day's work. Finally, a quick wrap. Limerick beat Clare. After all our speculation and the previewing and all that.
Yeah, and I suppose Cyril Farrell had the pick of the weekend. He was the only one I've heard that had a pick Waterford. He was loyal to his old buddy.
AYG, he was.
With his buddy David. But that was a cracker and a great win for Waterford, I suppose. What happened in Innes was funny enough. Like, you know, I think Clare, more so than Anton, threw it away over Limerick being dominated for a period of time, even conceding the first goal. Clare should have been still in a position to push on and close the game out, but they did fall asunder in the last 10 or 15 minutes. Now Limerick are a second half team. How many counties have stood with them for 40, 50, 60 minutes and failed to get over the line? And we're like that. We've been like that in the last two All-Ireland semi-finals we've played them. So Kilkenny are the same way in All-Ireland finals. So Clare are added to that list at the minute, and Limerick are still the team to beat for the summer.
Yeah, and a big week. You mentioned Waterford there. It was a colleague of mine from Waterford, and after the match I got a text, the Daisha are back.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a buzz about them again.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, Davey, get them going, there'll be a crowd when they play.
But they've got hurlers, and they've a good team when you see them all. Like,
you,
you know,
they're two home games as well.
Yeah,
at the start.
Yeah.
Like,
and they've a week off now. They play Tip play Limerick, and then they play Tip the following week, don't they?
Yeah. So they've a week longer than Tip to prepare for this game. So like, they could win two games, and if they win two games, they're in a great chance of getting out of the group or getting to a Munster final.
And Clare and Cork has a huge game as
Now.
Both teams beaten the first day out. If you were to lose again, say if Cork were to lose again, I think they play Limerick the following week, and all of a sudden, you know, one of these teams could be out of the championship very, very quickly, depending on how they react after the week. I'd say Clare would be very disappointed in the sense that they got themselves into a winning position.
Yeah.
And the goals,
lot of Eamon Sweeney and a few pundits,
maybe.
Yeah, went at their, like, that they're defensively. There wasn't a soundness about the defence at the end. The goals could have been stopped.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah,
like,
they were poor goals.
Yeah,
they
and they've had goal, like, they've gone with Foody last year in the first game. Do you remember? They've
yeah.
gone back to Quillen, and that, like, the goalkeeping position is not easy. But, like, they will be disappointed with the manner of the concession. The goals, not alone from the goalie from there out. I mean, Limerick worked the ball through at ease. Like, Hegarty for that third goal was left in splendid isolation in the corner.
Yeah. They ran out of gas a bit possibly as well, but it goes back to what's the importance of our league now. How many more counties in football and hurling are going to take it serious next week? Yeah. Like, it's degrading to the league competition now as well. Like, Derry got a hiding as well. I know the sweeper goalie is causing a bit of problems up there for them, but Derry league champions in football, Clare league champions in hurling, and both...
Yeah, hanging on. And sure, go back, Waterford 2 years ago won the league.
Yeah.
They didn't come out of Munster. Last year, Limerick blitzed Kilkenny in the league and struggled to come out of Munster. So,
and Mayo and the football lost the following week to Roscommon.
Yeah, so...
You know, so, it's... I think there'll be changes. Although I think, obviously, the league will become less important.
But is it all too tight?
It's probably all too tight. So there's so many games on.
It's too tight, yeah.
Even Cork and Kerry was on last weekend, like, as well. Another serious game.
Like, even if you got a league final that you had got, you'd got a bye in the first round robin, you had an extra week off than everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even if that rule alone is giving everyone a...
But even with that, I mean, we've already spoken, and like, the seniors, we know in Leinster you're playing 3 weeks in a row. At least it's a week in Munster. The minors are playing 3 weeks in a row. You know, we saw the Galway under 20 footballers, the Galway minor footballers playing week on week. The under 20 hurlers, like, you know, you could effectively be out of championships here after training for 6 months in within 2 or 3 weeks. There has to be a bit of tweaking to give a bit more time somewhere, I think.
Yeah, you'd have to go back to the master fixtures and have a look. Yeah. Like, you know, I'll still sit on the split season fence, but it is very congested at the minute.
Laz, thanks for your thoughts here on Hurling Chat, and we look forward to the weekend.
Thank you.